Hello, and welcome to your IGC SE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and emotionally complex plays on the EdXL specification, Kinder Transport by Diane Samuels. Whether you're revising for the first time or polishing your exam technique, this episode's going to give you everything you need to write a confident, analytical, high-scoring response. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. First, a quick overview of what we're covering today. We'll look at the historical context of the Kinder Transport, the key themes and dramatic techniques Samuels uses, the major characters and their significance. Then we'll move into exam tips and common mistakes, followed by a quick-fire recall quiz, and finally a summary to send you off feeling prepared. Let's begin with context, because understanding the history is absolutely essential for AO3 marks. Between 1938 and 1940, nearly 10,000 Jewish children were evacuated from Nazi-occupied Europe to Britain in a rescue operation known as the Kinder Transport, which translates from German as children's transport. These children, many of them very young, were sent away by their parents to escape persecution and almost certain death. The vast majority never saw their parents again. Diane Samuels, herself of Jewish heritage, wrote this play in 1992 to explore the long-term psychological impact of that separation on the children who survived. The play is set across two time periods simultaneously. Hamburg in 1939, where we see the young Eva preparing to leave her mother Helga, and England in the 1980s, where we see Eva as the adult Evelyn, now a middle-class English woman with a daughter of her own, named Faith. The non-linear dual timeline structure is one of the most important dramatic techniques in the play. Samuels uses it to show that the past and present are not separate. They bleed into each other. Trauma does not stay in the past. It lives in the present. Now let's look at the key themes in depth. The first and arguably most central theme is identity and belonging. Eva arrives in England as a Jewish German girl. Over time, she transforms herself into Evelyn, an English woman who has buried her Jewish identity, changed her name, and hidden her past. Samuels presents this transformation as both a survival strategy and a tragedy. Evelyn's suppression of her identity is understandable. She needed to belong, to be safe, to be English, but it comes at an enormous psychological cost. When her daughter Faith discovers a box of letters and documents in the attic, Evelyn's carefully constructed identity begins to unravel. The sewing box is one of the most powerful symbols in the play. It contains Eva's past, letters from Helga, her original documents, evidence of who she really was. When Faith opens it, she is literally opening the box that Evelyn has kept shut for decades. Samuels uses this prop symbolically to represent repressed memory and the danger of burying the past. The second major theme is memory and trauma. The play's nonlinear structure means that past and present scenes are interwoven, sometimes even occurring simultaneously on stage. This is not just a structural choice, it is a thematic statement. Samuels is showing us that for survivors of trauma, the past is never truly over. It intrudes on the present constantly. Evelyn cannot escape her memories even though she has spent her life trying to. The character of the rat catcher is a fascinating dramatic device here. He appears as a fairy tale villain from a German story that Helga reads to Eva before her departure. But the ratcatcher also represents the Nazis, persecution, and the terrifying forces that drove the Kinder Transport. He recurs throughout the play as a symbol of Eva's fear and psychological trauma. He is a manifestation of the child's terror, something real made monstrous through the lens of a child's imagination. The third key theme is the mother-daughter relationship. The play presents us with three mother figures: Helga, Eva's biological mother who sends her away; Lil, the English foster mother who raises Eva as Evelyn; and Evelyn herself as a mother to Faith. Each of these relationships is complex and painful. Helga sends Eva away out of love to save her life, but Eva experiences it as abandonment. Lil provides warmth and belonging, but her nurturing also facilitates Evelyn's erasure of her Jewish identity. And Evelyn, despite her love for Faith, cannot be fully present as a mother because she is haunted by her own unresolved past. The fourth theme is displacement and exile. Eva is caught between two worlds. She's no longer fully German or Jewish, but she's not fully English either. She occupies a liminal space, belonging nowhere completely. This sense of being between worlds is something Samuels explores through language as well. When Eva first arrives in England, she speaks German. As the play progresses, she speaks English. The language shift is a dramatic representation of cultural assimilation and identity loss. Now let's look at the key dramatic technique Samuels uses, because this is where your AO2 marks come from. The most significant structural technique is the non-linear dual timeline structure. Scenes from 1939 and the 1980s alternate and overlap throughout the play. Sometimes characters from different time periods appear on stage together, even though they cannot see each other. This creates a powerful theatrical effect. The audience sees connections that the characters themselves cannot. It is a form of dramatic irony. We watch Evelyn in the 1980s and understand exactly what she is running from, even as she denies it. Samuels also uses symbolism extensively. The sewing box represents repressed memory and hidden identity. The train represents both escape and loss. It carries Eva to safety, but away from everything she loves. The German fairy tale of the rat catcher represents the Nazi threat filtered through a child's understanding. The name change from Eva to Evelyn represents the erasure of identity. Stage directions are crucial in this play, and examiners specifically reward candidates who analyze them. Samuels uses stage directions not just to indicate action, but to convey psychological states. When Eva and Evelyn appear on stage simultaneously, the stage directions tell us something profound about the relationship between past and present selves. When Evelyn physically cannot bring herself to open the sewing box, the stage direction captures her psychological paralysis without a word of dialogue. Language is also carefully crafted. Helga's speech is formal, even in moments of extreme emotion, which reflects both her cultural background and her attempt to maintain dignity in an impossible situation. Lil's language is warm, colloquial, and nurturing. Evelyn's language in the present-day scenes is controlled, clipped, and defensive. She speaks like someone who has learned to keep their emotions tightly managed. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. The biggest mistake candidates make in this paper is writing a plot summary instead of an analysis. Remember, the examiner does not need you to tell them what happens. They need you to analyze how Samuels creates meaning. Every paragraph should begin with a clear analytical point, not a description of events. The second most common mistake is ignoring stage directions. This is a play, the stage directions are part of the text. When Samuels writes that Eva and Evelyn are on stage simultaneously, that is a deliberate dramatic choice with profound thematic significance. Analyze it. Third, bolting on context as a separate paragraph. AO3 marks are awarded for context that is woven into your analysis, not dumped at the end. Don't write a paragraph that begins, "In 1939, the Nazis," in isolation. Instead, integrate context. Samuel's use of the rat catcher as a symbol of persecution reflects the historical reality of Nazi terror, which Jewish families experienced as an overwhelming, incomprehensible force. Fourth, feature spotting. Identifying that something is a metaphor is not analysis. You must explain the effect. Ask yourself, why does Samuels use this technique here? What does it make the audience feel or understand? What does it reveal about character or theme? For the EdXL IGCSE literature paper, you are being assessed on 4 assessment objectives. AO1 rewards your ability to make a clear, sustained argument with well-integrated textual evidence. AO2 rewards your analysis of the writer's methods, language, structure, form, and dramatic technique. AO3 rewards your contextual understanding, how the historical and social context shapes meaning. And AO4 rewards your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. 4 marks are available for AO4, so write carefully and accurately. The command word explore means you should range widely across the text, covering multiple aspects of the theme or character, while maintaining depth in your analysis. Don't just pick one scene, show the examiner you know the whole play. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the name of Eva's biological mother? Think. The answer is Helga. Question 2. What symbolic object does Faith find in the attic? Think. The sewing box, which contains letters and documents from Eva's past. Question 3. What does the rat catcher represent? Think. He represents Nazi persecution, and Eva's psychological terror filtered through the lens of a German fairy tale. Question 4. What is the significance of Eva changing her name to Evelyn? Think. It represents her erasure of her Jewish-German identity and her attempt to assimilate completely into English life, a survival strategy that also constitutes a form of self-loss. Question 5. Name 2 dramatic techniques Samuels uses and explain their effect. Think. The nonlinear dual timeline structure shows that trauma persists across time. Symbolism, particularly the sewing box and the train, externalizes internal psychological states. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant sections of the play in your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take into your exam. Kinder Transport by Diane Samuels is a play about the long-term psychological impact of the Holocaust on its survivors. The central character, Eva/Evelyn, embodies the trauma of displacement and identity loss. The nonlinear structure is not just a stylistic choice, it is a thematic statement about the persistence of trauma. The sewing box, the rat catcher, and the name change are all powerful symbols that reward close analysis. The three mother-daughter relationships, Helga and Eva, Little and Evelyn, Evelyn and Faith, each illuminate different aspects of love, loss, and the transmission of trauma across generations. And always, always analyze how Samuels creates meaning, not just what happens. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Remember, plan your essay, embed your quotes, analyze the effect, and weave in your context. Now go and revise those key quotes.